By the sixth week of our homeschool, we knew we were struggling. Cy and I slumped on the couch in the evening. I looked pinched and worn to him. He looked cleft and angry to me. We didn't dare talk. There would be a fight for sure. Our only hope was to go to bed and get some sleep. In the mornings, we reassured each other. "It's an adjustment," Cy said. "Like becoming parents," I said. "It'll get easier, won't it?" We trudged through our days. Cy began drinking coffee. The resurgence of home-based schooling began in the anti-institution 1960s under the tutelage of John Holt, who wrote 11 books on education and founded the magazine Growing Without Schooling. He was a former public school teacher who wanted to work within the system and finally gave up, admonishing parents to take their children out of school no matter what the cost. Home education was quickly adopted by conservative Christians, who became the majority. Though led by two compassionate Christians, Charles and Dorothy Moore, the entire movement was associated with the rarest fanaticism. However, certain religious groups never interrupted their practice of teaching their children at home. In her research for policymakers, Jane Van Galen categorized parents who teach their children at home as either pedagogues or ideologues. Pedagogues seek personal independence and self-sufficiency. They grow their own food and have home births. Desire efficacy in learning, anti-group, pro-individual, and respect children's intellect and creativity. Child-centered learning rather than textbook and curriculum-fed. They home teach because of educational philosophy. That seemed familiar to me, but incomplete. Ideologues home teach because of religious philosophy. They want their children to learn fundamentalist Christian doctrine and a conservative political and social perspective. They object to what they believe is being taught in public schools. They seek to strengthen their relationships with their children and to teach, both intellectually and effectively, that the family is the most important institution in society. I, too, wanted a strong relationship with my children. Did I object to what was being taught in public schools? I did, though my concerns were about the covert curriculum rather than science, sex education, and school prayer. I was amused, angered, and interested in the definitions. The pedagogues sounded like hippie libertarians, and the ideologues, religious cranks. Ideologue, pedagogue, I couldn't place myself in those polarized categories. I was some of each. I was both. I wanted my life to be whole.